Hello, and welcome to Break Free from Binge Eating. I am so excited that you are here, because if you are here, it means that you are ready to have a transformation in your relationship with food and how you relate to your body. I know that your life is about so much more than this struggle with food. And I am so grateful to be a part of your journey. And I bet you are ready to have an easy, peaceful, no big deal type of relationship with food. And I am so excited to help you fulfill on that desire. In this video, I'm going to show you a little bit about how the course is laid out, what you can expect to learn, and how I want you to go about engaging in the curriculum. All right, so let's go take a look. Okay, so here we are inside of the course, Break Free from Binge Eating. We are currently in this getting started section and we are watching the welcome video. Included in this section is the video you're watching, as well as two downloadable PDFs. The first one is a checklist for the modules. And this is if you want to keep track of your progress. So research shows that if you have a checklist or a to-do list and you check it off or cross off an item on that list, you actually get a little hit of dopamine. And I am all about feel-good chemicals and neurotransmitters. So if you're the type of person who loves to cross things off of a checklist, then I encourage you to download this PDF and keep track of your progress throughout the course. Next is the 7-step course completion guide. This guide includes the 7 steps that I want you to take before starting each and every module so that you can set yourself up for success. If you want, you can print this off, you can save it to your desktop, or you can just leave it right here in the course. You are able to view the entire guide. Also, every module includes a snapshot video. So you see module 1 snapshot video here. And then down here, we have the same thing for module 2 and module 3, and it goes on for 4 and 5. In the snapshot videos, I go over a brief little synopsis of what you can expect to learn in that module so that you can be prepared and get excited about what's next. Additionally, each module includes a homework video. So you can see module 1 homework video right here. You can see it for module 2 and on with 3, 4, and 5. So in the homework videos, I go over your homework assignments for that module. So let's click into that right now. And when you click into a lecture, the video will automatically start. All you do is click it to pause it. So in the video, I go over each and every assignment and answer a lot of the most frequently asked questions relating to that assignment. And you have several different types of homework assignments. And in order to help you with completing all of them, every module has a homework workbook that you can print off and write right into the workbook if you're someone that likes to write. And research does show that writing stimulates different parts of our brain as opposed to typing. So I do encourage you to write, but if that's not really your thing, you're more than welcome to type into the workbook, or you could simply just do it on a Word document or a Pages document as well. Don't feel obligated to use the workbook, but it is there for you to facilitate your learning. So each module includes a variety of different types of assignments. You'll have journal assignments. You will have list assignments. You will have action items to practice to help you form new habits and really transform this relationship with food. And then each module also includes bonus resource materials. This can include things like TED Talks, YouTube videos, podcasts, articles online. And I added these to enrich and enhance your learning experience. Okay, so that is how the course is set up and laid out. I do encourage and recommend that you complete all of your homework for each module before proceeding on to the next module. I have spent a lot of time thinking about the syntax and the order in which this content is delivered. And I believe that in order for you to get the best possible results from participating in this course, you're going to want to take it one module at a time, complete each step and assignment before proceeding onward. The course is designed to be taken 1 week at a time for 5 weeks, But depending on where you are at in your journey and your schedule, you are more than welcome to go at your own pace and even do one module for every 2 weeks. With your homework assignments, specifically the action items to practice, I encourage you to engage in those action items no less than 3 times before moving forward. So 3 is the bare minimum. I do, however, recommend practicing them and engaging in them as many times as you can before moving forward. Okay, so that is all for this welcome video. I am so grateful that you are here and that I get to be a part of your journey. So thank you for that. And I am so excited for you to dive in. You must be chomping at the bit and really excited. So I'm going to see you guys in module 1.